All the money the U.S. spends on health isn't making us live longer or necessarily better. At a recent seminar in Madison, Shannon Brownlee rattles off the health criteria quickly in a flat tone with no emphasis. Many doctors, insurers, and employers in the audience have heard these dismal statistics before.
By nearly every important measure of health, from life expectancy to maternal mortality to rates of obesity and diabetes, we are falling further and further behind.
Brownlee is with the Laun Institute and has written a book entitled Overtreated: Why Too Much Medicine is Making Us Sicker and Poorer. Probably the most recognizable case of ineffective care is the use of antibiotics for viral infections. Antibiotics work on bacteria, not viruses. But that's relatively small potatoes in terms of dollars and potential harm compared to other medical procedures that Brownlee says are overused.
We do about 600,000 angioplasties and stents each year across the United States. Another term for angioplasties and stents is percutaneous coronary intervention, or PCI.
Brownlee then shows a map indicating where the most angioplasties of Medicare patients occur. A couple spots in the Milwaukee area stand out. One is Cudahy, the other is West Dallas. Brownlee says a conservative estimate is that 15% of elective angioplasties are not needed. A national comparison of where most of the heart procedures take place does not match up with locations with the most heart disease.
They don't correspond with the places where patients are the oldest. They don't correspond where the patients need PCI, are most likely to need PCI. It just varies.
Brownlee says she's not picking on doctors who order tests that may not be needed because they fear potential lawsuits.
Worrying that your patient is going to sue you probably feels really terrible for most clinicians. It's a lousy way to have to practice medicine. And for that reason alone, we need to find a solution to defensive medicine, but it is not going to solve our overuse problem.
That's because patients demand treatments. Drug makers advertise to gain market share, and bill payers, such as insurers, may not have good science on what works. One effort to turn this around is a campaign called Choosing Wisely. It's a list of common but often unnecessary procedures. It was devised by doctors. Consumer Reports Health Rating Center is a partner in the Choosing Wisely campaign. Dr. John Santa directs the Health Rating Center.
55 of the topics have to do with imaging. 55. 19 with CT scans. Some of the technology that's still out there for CT scans mean when you get a CT scan, you're getting the equivalent of 350 chest x-rays.
In March, Consumer Reports published an article on cancer screening tests. 3 you need, 8 you don't. Santa said it was the most read article in the magazine's history. It beat out articles about cars. It surpassed stories on electronics.
It had an empathic story. A physician agreed to have his prostate biopsied. He got a Pseudomonas infection. He got septic. He was in the hospital for 4 days. He almost died from a screening test.
Santa and Brownlee were featured speakers of the Alliance. It's a Madison group of businesses interested in keeping health costs down. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.